Okay, so this is the first in a series of 12 classes on the Tree of Yoga. So what I want to do initially is just to talk a little bit about yoga and a little bit about trees. Tree of Yoga, right? So, for a lot of people, yoga might primarily have the connotation of a series of physical exercises that we're doing for our general health and well-being. In the greater sense of the word, yoga simply means union. In the greater sense of the word, it refers specifically to the unification of ourself with God or with the spirit of the universe. So this can seem a little bit abstract initially, but in terms of ourselves as a being, primarily it is referring to the union or the integration and synthesis of ourselves as a physical being, as a psychological being, and a spiritual being, or as a soul. Okay, so really, what it is trying to do is to create a sense of communion, interrelationship and harmony between these three aspects of our being, so that we experience a sense of unity, integration and synthesis within ourselves as a human being. Okay, so for me, this has the word integrity has an application here, in the sense of integrity meaning strength of structure. So with yoga, what we're trying to do is to create an inner structure that is strong, that is sound, so that on all these different levels of our being, we are strong, solid. We can go through our life in a way that is balanced, in a way that is able to accommodate adversity, that is able to take advantage of the challenges and difficulties that we face in life, rather than feeling like we're being continually knocked off balance by them or victimized by them. So really, we're trying to create a strong sense of unity within ourselves, within our psychological self. That means our thinking and feeling aspect of our being, within our physical being, and within our self as a soul or a spiritual being. Okay, so there are various different ways of dividing up yoga. So one which I particularly like is the way in which it's divided up as a tree. Okay, so if you think from what we've covered so far, you can think of three basic aspects of yoga. There are aspects of yoga where we are focusing on the physical, integration of the physical. Aspects of yoga that are focusing on the integration of the physical and psychological. And aspects of yoga that are focusing on the integration of the physical and psychological with the spiritual or with our soul. Okay, so these can further be divided up into. Let's keep this simple. Okay, so this first tier, the basic aspects of yoga relating to our physical action, we can think about as being like the roots of the tree. Okay. Roots of like a foundational practice. It's like our experience of ourselves as a physical being, and our actions of body on an external level are like the roots of the tree. Our psychological self is like the trunk of the tree, okay, and our spiritual being is like the branches, the flowers and the fruits on the tree. Okay, so like this. This threefold division can be further divided up into a series of eight, which is on this chart. And this chart is going to form the basis of a lot of what we will be covering in this class. Okay? So if you have a look at it, there's a division of yoga into eight here, eight stages. Okay, so the first sets one and two, which are described as the roots and the trunk, okay, are called yama, or universal and moral ethical principles, and niyama, or self-purification by discipline. Okay, so these are the first tier, or the roots of the tree, or the foundational practices. So, very briefly put, point one here, yama, or ethical principles, is what not to do in terms of a reaction. Like, don't do this. So it's ahimsa, non-violence; satya, truthfulness, or not lying; asetya, freedom from avarice, from negative or malicious thinking; brahmacharya, control or thoughtfulness with regard to our enjoyments of sensual pleasure; and aparigraha, freedom from covetousness. Okay, so these are all things that we are refraining from, if you like. Niyama, or self-purification, includes things like saucha, cleanliness; santosa, contentment; tapas, ardour or effort; svadhyaya, some of my Sanskrit words are a bit dodgy here, self-study, and this very long one, isvara, pradani, dana, self-surrender. So these are all things to do, to engage with in terms of your day-to-day action. Okay, so this is a kind of a basic foundational level of yoga practice. Three, four, and five are all second tier practices, which are designed to help to bring our body, our physical body and psychological self, into an experience of harmony, oneness, and union with each other. Okay, so we have asana, which is posture. So again, at this stage here, for in terms of a lot of people's idea of yoga, here posture will mean physical postures. But in a broader sense of the word, it will basically include any type of practice that is helping you to bring a sense of integration to your physical and psychological self. Okay. Stage four, pranayama, the science of the breath and the breathing. So harmonizing ourself and our environment, harmonizing our respiratory and circulatory systems, and also bringing a sense of, if you notice, your psychological state is always linked to the breathing. So if you feel disturbed or agitated, that will reflect itself in a slightly more agitated sense of breathing, a shallower, more rapid breath. Or if you feel fearful or angst-ridden, that will reflect itself in the breath. But then, for example, if you suddenly feel relieved, that worry has gone, what's the first thing? Oh, that's a relief, right? So the breathing and the mind are always intimately linked. So here we're using the breathing. So obviously, on a physiological level, the breathing links ourself to our environment. We take in air from our environment, and that's and we give out breath into the environment. So it's the interface between ourself and our environment. But it also reflects the relationship between ourselves as a physical, as an outer being, and our inner state of our mind. Okay. So number five is pratyahara, or the withdrawal and emancipation of the mind from the senses. So rather than focusing on being outwardly focused in terms of our consciousness, which we are for the most part of our daily life, we are turning our attention inwards towards the core of our being, rather than being continually outward focused. Okay, so these practices 1 and 2 provide a foundation for practice of 3, 4 and 5. Okay, if you know, going out and get wildly drunk every night, it's going to be difficult to practice stable posture, breathing, and start to withdraw your mind inward. Okay, so 3, 4, and 5 then provide a basic foundation for practice 6, 7, and 8, which is first of all dharana, which is a basic practice of concentration, bringing the mind, bringing your awareness to a single point, which in turn facilitates or enables meditation, dhyana. Okay, meditation enables our consciousness to crystallize to a single point or to a unified point, where we are experiencing ourselves as a singular entity. Okay. Dhyana itself, or meditate, the practice of concentration and meditation itself, then lead to what you might call the final fruit of yoga, which is samadhi, or a sense of unity within ourselves, and a unity with our spiritual being and the universal spirit. Okay? So, quite simply, the practice of concentration and meditation enables ourselves to experience a full integration and synthesis of our body, mind and spirit, such that we experience a complete harmony, sense of union, harmony and synthesis within ourselves, which then provides a very stable foundational basis from which we can then go out into the world and experience it. Okay, so this kind of threefold and eightfold division is one of the bases upon which we're going to be using for our exploration of yoga in this series of classes. What I'd like to do in this initial meditation is just to do a little bit of exploration of the process I've just outlined, but also to start to make a connection to the world of trees, to the spirit of trees themselves. Like that really. And then I'll talk a little bit more. So, the initial part of the meditation that we do, we're going to do what I call core body breathing. It's quite a simple technique where we are practicing breathing from the periphery or the surface of our body into the core, and from the core of our body out to the periphery, to the skin, essentially. So, what do we mean by the core of our body? Okay, so if you were to take a central line of your body from the crown of your head down to your perineum, the point between your legs, you can imagine there's almost like a central line of energy or a line of light. That is simply the central point in your body from the crown of the head to the perineum. That's your body's core, just the central point. Okay, so this is the main line, if you like, that we can think of as the core of our body. Okay, running from the crown to the perineum, through the head, the neck, and the torso. But then if you think about your limbs, you can also think about a core or central line, central point of balance that runs out from the neck, down the shoulders, down the central point within the arms, and then splits within the hand, goes from a central point out through the central point of the fingers. And similarly, from within the pelvis, there is a central point or central line extending down through the center of your upper legs, your knees, your lower legs, down into your feet, and then again splitting down the central point of your toes. So basically, this central point is whatever part of your body you're focusing on, it's the central point within that. So So in this sense, it's just when you practice core body breathing, you're just breathing from the center of your whole body into the core of whichever part of the body you're focusing on, and then from the core out to the surface again. Okay, so as simple as that. So that's what, when I'm describing core body breathing, this is what I mean by the core of the body. Okay. So find yourself a comfortable position in your chair. When you are practicing meditation, you want to be sitting on what we call your sitting bone. So that's the bottom of the lowest part of your pelvic bone. Okay. So your pelvis should be aligned in such a way that the pelvis is leaning slightly forwards, so that the lower part of your back is curving slightly in. And this in turn is allowing the upper body, the chest, the shoulders, neck and head to be supported by the spine, so that you can relax the upper body, and your posture, your sitting posture, can be as stable as possible. Find a position for your hands that feels natural and comfortable on your lap or on your knees, facing up or down. Again, whatever feels natural for you. Breathing through your nose, mouth gently closed. Eyes either slightly open or gently closed as you prefer. I'd like you to do now is just take a few slightly deeper breaths. As you breathe in, breathe your awareness into the here and now, into your physical body. As you breathe out, just feel your mind, body, and soul starting to relax. Let your breathing return to its own natural rhythm now. And I'd just like you to check as you breathe now that as you breathe in, you are breathing or directing the air down into the bottom of the lungs. So you're breathing deep into your lungs. So also as you breathe in, just be aware or direct the air down to the lower front and back of the lungs, so that as you breathe in and out, you can feel the lower rib cage gently expanding and contracting. Now pay attention to the sides of your rib cage, the sides of the lungs as you breathe in. Just make sure you're directing the air towards the sides of the lungs, you're using the lower sides of the lungs, so that as you inhale, you can feel the sides of your chest and ribcage gently expanding and contracting as you breathe. I'd like you to become aware of your head, your face and your neck. As you breathe, just move your awareness from the crown of your head through your scalp, through your forehead and face, through your neck. As you breathe in, be aware of any tension within the head and the neck. As you breathe out, just feel yourself releasing any tension within the head and the neck. So breathing in, you're aware of any tension. Breathing out, you're releasing that tension. Your awareness down to your shoulders, your arms and hands and fingers. And as you breathe in, move your awareness through these areas of your body. Be aware of any tension. As you breathe out, release tension from these areas of your body. As you breathe in, be aware of your chest and your abdomen, the front, back, and center of your chest and abdomen. Again, as you breathe into your torso, be aware of any tension you may be holding in your torso. Breathe out, feel yourself releasing that tension, relaxing the torso. Move your awareness into your pelvis, tops of your legs and your thighs. Again, as you breathe in, be aware of any tension you're holding in these areas of the body. Breathing out, just feel yourself relaxing, allowing that tension to be released. Now down into the knees, the lower legs, feet and toes. And breathe into these areas of your body. Be aware of any tension that you may be holding. Breathing out, just feel yourself relaxing, letting go of that tension. So now you can feel your body very comfortable, very relaxed, free from tension. And on this comfortable basis, what I'd like us to do now is just to be aware of the core of our being, the central line running from the crown down to the perineum, the point between our legs, the central point of the head, the neck and the torso, and also the central line, or the core of our arms, hands and fingers, of our legs, feet and toes. And as you breathe in, what I'd like you to do is just breathe, feel yourself gently breathing into the core of your being, breathing from the surface, from the skin of your body, inwards toward the core. And then as you breathe out, feel energy moving from the core of your being outwards towards the surface, towards the skin. As you breathe in, there's a very gentle inward flow of energy from the surface of your body towards the core. And as you breathe out, there's a gentle flow of energy outwards from the core of your body towards the surface. This very relaxed, unforced flow of energy and awareness from the core to the surface, from the surface to the core. And it's just helping energy to flow through the body, further releasing any tension within the organs, the bones, the tissues of the body. You can feel the physical cells of your body breathing with you, breathing in to the core, breathing out to the surface. As you breathe in this way, you can feel a harmony between your consciousness and your physical body, your physical being. You can feel your consciousness flowing in to the core of your physical being and out to the surface. You can feel your mind and body moving into a state of harmony and synchronization with each other. Without losing the sense of harmony, balance and relaxation within your body and mind now, I'd just like you to bring to mind now a tree that you know and love. Maybe a tree on your street or in your garden or somewhere in the botanic garden, something like this. Or it may be a tree that, you know, is from your home country or from your childhood that you remember clearly. So just trust your intuition. Whatever tree that appears to you at this time is the right one for you to start communicating with. I'd just like you to see and feel yourself sitting or standing in front of this tree. If you like, in your mind's eye, you can reach out and touch it with both hands. Just feel the stability of the tree that has been provided by the roots and the trunk. See the beauty of the branches and the leaves, and perhaps there are flowers or fruits on the tree if you like. As you meditate with a tree, now just try to get a feeling of the unity or integrity of its structure, how the roots, the trunk, branches, leaves are all working together, working in harmony to strengthen and nurture each other. The leaves interacting with the sun and the air to provide nutrients to the tree, the roots drawing up water. Trunk supporting. And just for the last part of the meditation, I'd like you just to almost feel as if you become the tree. So see and feel yourself now, not just standing in front of the tree or touching the tree, just allow yourself to feel almost as if you are the tree itself. Feel roots growing deep down into the earth, connecting with the earth, in harmony with the planetary being, with Gaia. The trunk is very stable and strong. Your branches, twigs and leaves, flowers and fruits, just gently swaying in the wind, communicating with the sun and the sunlight, interacting with the sky and the air. Again, as you breathe in, I'd like you to feel yourself breathing into the core of yourself as the tree. And as you breathe out, feel yourself breathing out to the periphery of the tree, down deep into the roots, the tips of the roots, out up to the bark, to the tips of the leaves and flowers. Breathe in, breathe out, just be the tree. Feel yourself be like a tree. Stable, strong, in a state of unity peace within itself and with its environment. Just feel yourself, or to be that tree, feel what it's like to have a consciousness of a tree. As you breathe in now and breathe out, feel yourself becoming fully aware of your physical body as it's sitting in the room. Connect to the earth through your feet. Be aware of the physical space within which we are meditating. In your own time, open your eyes and bring the meditation to a close. Okay, so as we'll be looking at in future classes, our breathing and our and the condition of our body and mind are very closely related. So one way to start to bring ourselves toward an experience of the kind of unity of body, mind and spirit that we are talking about in yoga is to regularly practice what I call this practice of core body breathing. Just as you breathe in, breathe, try and really breathe deeply into the core of your being, the core of your body. As you breathe out, breathe from the core out to the surface. Okay. If you look at the kind of subjective experience of yourself when you feel emotionally unbalanced or there's a lot of thinking going on within your mind, it's almost as if the momentum and turbulence within your consciousness prevents you from connecting to your core. And the reason it's very difficult to settle down or to get through those times when you feel like that is because you can't get to your core. There's no anchor for your consciousness. So instead of being stably fixed to a central point, you feel as if you're running around the periphery like a wheel. So it's like you're like a hamster on a treadmill, and your mind is just and feelings are just demanding that you keep moving. You can't stop. Okay. So energetically speaking, it's almost as if it's not just our physical energy, but also our feeling and emotional and thinking energy are like movement around that central core. It's like they're spinning around this central point. And very often we get stuck on these outer levels of our being. So energetically speaking, it feels like if we're breathing into our body, it feels like there's tension within our body and on the surface of our body that is preventing us from getting to that core, to that central point of stability. So this type of breathing I find incredibly helpful. It's a a type of breathing that you'll find both in yoga, formal yoga practice, and in the Qigong practice that I teach. And it's just like when you regularly, a few minutes every day, just try to do a little bit of this breathing and breathe into the core of your being and breathe out to the surface. Get them communicating with each other so that you find over time you're able to build a very stable connection to this core, to this energetic center of your being, so that when you start to notice there's a lot of emotional movement or turbulence, a lot of mental turbulence in your mind, it doesn't sweep you away. You're able to, the point of stability that you can find within that emotional turbulence is the breathing. You breathe into the core, and the process of breathing in itself takes you to that stable point. So it's almost like you're kind of strapping yourself to the mast of your ship in a storm, so that you, there's a lot of movement, and it's not necessarily very pleasant staying within all this kind of like weather around you, but at least you're there. You have your point of stability. You have your core, so you can see out whatever turbulence there is and think clearly enough in order to be able to move through such a period. Okay. It's just a very simple technique which I would encourage you to make a daily part of your life whilst we're doing this course. Just a little bit of this every day. Once you get used to it, you'll find you can do it wherever you are, whatever you're doing. If you have a 10-minute walk from the bus stop to your home, you can do it whilst you walk, once you're used to it. But a little bit of formal sitting every day, just nice straight-backed posture, breathing into the lower part of the lungs, full breath into the lower part of the lungs, using the front and back, using the sides of the lungs. And just practice breathing into your core in this way. Okay. So second basic practice, what I'd like you to do is just to become more aware of trees. Okay. They hold a very stable and naturally benevolent energy. So a lot of the time, you know, if you're walking down the street, what you're paying attention to is all the things you've got to do, all the way people appear and how they're behaving, like the person in front of you is blocking your way or trying to cue barge you or whatever. It's like there's a lot of things we're focused on. Mostly it's very human things, right? It's a humanocentric universe that we live in. So we're very fortunate in Singapore in the fact that despite the fact that we're in a city, there's this tree policy going on that's been going on since the 60s. So we have a wonderful kind of legacy that's been put in place very wisely by our friend, you know, Minister Mentor Lee and his companions. So we have these trees with us all the time. So this, you know, between now and the next class, which is in a fortnight because it's Chinese New Year, just tap into those trees. When you're walking down the street, be aware of the trees and be aware of their energy. They don't have conceptual problems like we do. They don't have these problems. And their energy is naturally giving. You know, so unlike human beings, is that when we give somebody something, you say, okay, I'll give you something, so I'm expecting something in return. You know, you pat my back, I pat yours. You know, trees don't place conditions on the shade that they give from the sun. So we can stand under a tree and enjoy its shade naturally, easily, you know. The fruits, they're not giving with expectation of return. They just produce it. What happens to the fruits, they leave up to humans and other creatures that feed off them. So they're just there and naturally giving, naturally without psychological complexity or problems, and have their own very natural integrity. They also focus as almost like antennae for solar and stellar energies, but also the energies of the planetary being of Gaia herself. They're very deeply connected to the earth, and this is drawing. It's not just water and physical nutrients that trees draw up. They're also energy from the planetary being herself, from Gaia, and also from the sky, from the stars, from the sun. So they are almost like mediating, very pleasant, unifying, environmental energies to the earth, to the surface, and to ourselves, if we are tuned into them. So not just this, we can also just copy, just get a feel of how trees, the roots, the trunk, the branches are working always together in a sense of a unified, mutually supportive structure. So again, trying to have a feeling of this yourself, your physical being, your psychological being, your spiritual being, supporting each other, working together, rather than fighting against each other, rebelling against each other, you know. So just by getting a feeling of how a tree's structure works together, works within itself to support itself, be aware of your own structure. How is it working at the moment? How can you start to work towards unifying yourself as a physical being, psychological being, as a spiritual being? And if you look at a lot of the time, the psychological self is not supporting the physical self, is not being kind to the physical self. We have a lot of expectations about our physical appearance. If our body doesn't look like what we want it to, we'll attack it. And then we feel bad because we don't like ourselves, and so we binge out. Which isn't kind to the body either, and doesn't help our appearance, and so on like this. So it's kind of a vicious circle. So look at trying to create a mutually supportive physical, psychological, spiritual being within yourself. And again, just like roots, trunk, branches, leaves, flowers, a unified, harmonious, supportive structure. So this is just the beginning of the course. It's just a feeling. Use the tree, the sense of tree, to help you get a feeling for this. And if you can, you know, go out and make some contact with trees every day. It's actually quite difficult not to. The opportunities are always there in Singapore, but if you have the time, have a walk through the Botanic Gardens, take the time to go to Bukit Timah Hill or whatever, just experience trees. You know, that they are very wonderful creatures, and they have a lot that, you know, we can learn from them about our own happiness, our own well-being. At the moment, humans treat them dreadfully. You know, we have a completely exploitative relationship, unfortunately, with trees at the moment. But in this exploitative relationship, we've also denied ourselves the incredible insights about ourselves and our own living that are always there for us. So this, you know, next couple of weeks, try to just include trees in your universe. Start a dialogue with them, an interface, a communication. Any questions? Anything to? Okay. There's now a break. Until February the 4th. Okay? Next Wednesday there's no class because it's Chinese New Year. So in a fortnight, February the 4th is the next class of this series. In the meantime, there's a diagram here called the 22 paths of yoga. Okay? So 22 different types of yoga. Okay? I've given you a link. There's a chapter on these 22 different paths. It might be fun reading for you if you fancy. Quite interesting. And so there's that to do. And then, yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I will email you the basic facets of what we've covered today. If I don't have your email, please leave it there.